For the generation of artists born in the late 19th century, the First World War was a radical break, a watershed in their lives and art, just as it was for Karl Lauser. Born in Hamburg in 1895, he showed considerable promise in his early years. At the age of 15, he was already attending a school of arts and crafts. 2 years later, in 1912, he was awarded a scholarship to study at the Art College in Weimar. But he did not stay there for long. Driven by his quest to find his own artistic voice, he moved to Holland to find a new inspiration in tracing the footsteps of Vincent van Gogh. In 1914, though, with the outbreak of war, he returned to Germany. Lauser applied to join the army as a reserve officer, which might well have spared him frontline service.
The graduates of arts and crafts colleges especially, such as Karl Lauser and Otto Dix, were not deployed at the army bases, but sent straight into the trenches on the front lines and experienced the war directly at first hand.
And, curator Birgit Dalbajeva adds, artists who had studied at state art academies tended to be given the rank of officers. In 1916, Lauser, then 20 years old, saw action in the Battle of the Somme, probably the most brutal and deadliest military action on the Western Front. Lauser's company were buried when a shell collapsed their trench, and he was the only one to survive. Later, he was taken prisoner by the British forces. After 3 years of heavy work as a prisoner of war in the Calais quarries, he returned to Hamburg. Destitute, he was helped by a young woman painter who had studied art with him. She introduced him to an art-loving factory owner in the small town of Bischofswerda in Saxony. In his new patron's house, freed from his financial worries, Lauser could return to painting. The start of an intensive creative phase. In audacious, expressionist pictures, he grappled with his traumatic experiences on the front lines. His first paintings show skeletons, bodies split and bursting, a shattered world offering no security and no fixed point of support.